As people in your neighborhood, I have Jennifer McIntyre here who braved the cold to come on in to talk to me. She's from the Discovery Center, and good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderful. Like you said, braving the cold, but not as cold as it has been. So that is nice.
Yeah, we got a heat wave coming up on Sunday in the beginning of next week, so looking forward to that.
Most certainly. Looking forward to being able to go outside again, maybe.
Yeah. So I understand you have a couple of events coming up.
We do. This week, the third Thursday of every month, that's new this year, third Thursday of every month, we have our Discovery on Tap, where we invite adults 21 plus to the St. Charles to come learn some science. And this Thursday, we have Ann Lewis talking about the volunteer naturalists. And as she says, her experience mucking around and finding out. And so getting out in nature and contributing to research, what we can do as citizen scientists. So that will be a lot of fun. And she always has a great activity for us to do. Even in the bitter cold of winter, she finds little creatures to bring and figure things out to get us into science.
I love science, but especially astronomy, but I'm really into science.
Oh, yes. Well, then you need to check out our Starry Saturdays. Every second Saturday, we have our planetarium out in the exhibit hall, and we journey the universe and the galaxy. And sometimes we stick closer to home and stay in our own solar system. But a lot of times we're getting out into the great unknown.
That sounds like something I'm going to have to check out.
Most definitely. Yeah. And so we have, that was this last Saturday. So the next one's coming up in February, that second Saturday for Starry Saturdays. Discovery on Tap is this Thursday. And then next week, Wednesday, on the 24th, we have Robotics Day. And so those kids that are out for their early release day out of school, they can come on down to the Discovery Center. They can see what our Lego League teams have been up to as they develop these little robots that are doing different things for the entertainment industry and completing challenges. And they can also do a bunch of different activities in the exhibit hall that are all focused on robotics and coding and getting kids really interested in those tech careers.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic thing because especially nowadays, everything's technology. Just technology's everywhere.
Most definitely, especially as I'm looking at your displays here with the sound, and everything is related to tech.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So these events, is there any kind of do they have to pre-register or anything
for
these events?
No, so Robotics Day is a free exhibit hall day, and Discovery on Tap is a free program that people can come into. You can also always visit our exhibit hall and, get your muscles moving and running around the exhibit hall, warming up a little bit. And there is a $7 fee to come into our exhibit hall, but that's solo, and it's free for members if you get a membership. And that all supports the Discovery Center and our work to bring STEM education to all.
So I do have a question, like for those, I know there's more than just me that are new to here. So where is the St. Charles on Euclid?
It's on Capitol. So it's right around the corner here, actually, on Capitol, kind of kitty corner from the courthouse.
Okay. Oh, now I know. Okay.
Yeah, it's that big yellow building. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It used to be, an old hotel.
It was, indeed. And so you get to actually see some of the historic elements as you walk in. And we're in the back room. You can grab a beverage. They have, all sorts of things, including mocktails. If beer and wine and liquor isn't your thing, you're more than welcome to grab something up at the bar and come join us. And
so,
it's a great time.
Okay, so is there a website? Somebody wants to get detailed information.
Most definitely. Get onto our website, sd-discovery.org. And again, that's sd-discovery.org. It has all of our events. You can go to our events calendar. You can go and start signing up for our summer programming. There's registration there for all of that, including the first nature-based preschool in all of South Dakota that we're starting in June and July. It's our Little Explorers nature-based preschool. So you can get your 3 to 5-year-old signed up for that now. And then we're slowly unrolling summer camps and all that sort of thing. We're thinking warm weather here and trying to get us there.
So. I know some people are probably like, summer? But what are you talking about summer? But
We're dreamers. We are thinking of warm weather now. And so,
right.
You can come in from the cold for Discovery on Tap, for Robotics Day, all these things coming up, and go to our website, sd-discovery.org, to find out everything that's going on.
Okay, well, it's great having you meeting you and having you come in.
Yeah, wonderful to meet you too. You'll see a lot of me over the course of this year, I'm sure.
Oh, I look forward to it, and try to stay warm out there.
Will do. And yeah, stay warm in here. At least it's nice and toasty.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little cold because the windows here.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But, you know, but at least the weather's warming up, and you know, we'll keep our hats on.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, and have a great day.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back.
Okay, thank you. That was Jennifer McIntyre with Discovery Center. This is Will. This has been People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate.